The Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to welcome those that are now joining us by TV and by radio and by live streaming, wherever you're coming in to our service from. Welcome to our Sunday morning worship service. If you're listening by radio, you can go to www.theshepherdshouse.net and get the entire program. The radio programs are about 30 minutes in length, and the TV program and the live streaming is closer to an hour. And I want to also give a praise report for those that helped at the yard sale. The money that we raised to buy the instruments, Brother Maruka sent me pictures from Kenya this morning, and they distributed those instruments to a church over there that had never had instruments in it before for them to worship the Lord. So praise God for that. Yeah. And he sent two or three little video clips also of their worship service over there and some things that they were saying. And one lady gave a testimony that she had seen instruments and heard them at funerals before. But she said she was really blessed. She got to hear it inside of a church service. So we praise God for that. Amen. Very thankful for that. All right, we're going to be reading in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12. Then I want to go into 2 Corinthians. And I'll read just three or four verses in St. John and a few verses out of St. Matthew. I believe that the Word of God is more important than anything that I would have to say. And I want to bring out some things in the Word, in the Scripture, that will hopefully be an encouragement to everyone. I'm going to be talking about our thoughts today. And every one of us have thoughts, whether you realize it or not. You really do think. Amen. And we have all kinds of thoughts. And we can have where those thoughts can be building up our faith and helping us, or those thoughts can be pulling us down and holding us back from reaching the full potential that God wants for us to reach in our lives. And I want you, as I'm reading the scripture today, pay attention to what the Lord says about our thoughts. And our thoughts are very important. Amen. Because we can walk around in victory, or we can walk around in defeat. And we don't need to be living in defeat. God wants us to live with joy in our lives. Amen? But the enemy is the one that's came forth, and I'll read this out of the scripture, for nothing but to steal and to kill and to destroy. Now, he's not going to go up here to the Edmonton State Bank and rob it. And he's not going to go up to U.S. Bank and rob it. He's not even going to go to Fort Knox and steal all the gold. He's coming after your joy. He's coming after your peace. That's what he's wanting to steal. And he wants to steal your faith, because when your faith is stolen, you and I will be crippled, spiritually speaking. So we need to be careful, because he does not fight us with our fist. Our weapons are not are carnal, but they are spiritual. Amen. And the devil fights us in here. So we've got to control those thoughts. We got to be careful with those thoughts, because the devil, whether you believe it or not, and especially if you're a child of God, he's after you. Amen. But Jesus is aware of that, and thank God he gives us some warnings here. All right, Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Excuse me. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 1 says, Now I, Paul, beseech you by the mercies, by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent and bold toward you, I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and everything that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. St. John, chapter 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now this is Jesus speaking here. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. One more place in St. Matthew. I would like to read a few verses there and listen to what the Word of God says. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? That means clothing. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you and we thank you for being such a good God. Father, we thank you for your mercy. Father, we thank you, Father, Lord, for your love. Father, we ask you, God, to guide us and direct us today. Father, without the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I know it would be impossible, Lord, Father, for me to preach. I pray, Lord, you would hide me again, Father, behind the shadow of the cross, that no honor, no praise, and no glory, Father, would come to me in the flesh, but Father, that the name of Jesus, Lord, might be praised, uplifted, and glorified. Father, asking you, Lord, to touch us and help us, Lord, through all of the challenges of life, Father, that we go through. I pray, Father, Lord, to help us, Lord, to seize our thoughts, Lord. And Father God, that we would use, Father, your word. And Father, that we would use prayer, Lord. Father, Lord, as shields. Father, Lord, against the enemy. Father, Lord, putting thoughts, Father, that are wrongly, Father, in our hearts and in our minds for us to ponder upon. Father, I pray, God, Lord, that you would guide us and direct us today. Father, Lord, without you, Lord, we know that we have no hope. But through you, we know, Lord, that the Word of God says that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. Father, Lord, give us that strength that we need. Father, help us to stay focused, Lord, Father, upon you, and help us to stay focused, Lord, Father God, Lord, upon your will and your word. Guide us, direct us, help us today, Father, Lord, as we go forward, Father, through life. Father, we praise you and we thank you and we give you honor and glory, for it's in Jesus' precious name we do humbly pray and ask all these things this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Those that stood for reference to the Word of God, we thank you for that. We appreciate that. The title of the message today is A Penny for Your Thoughts. A Penny for Your Thoughts. When I was a boy growing up, I would hear my parents and different ones, I'd be sitting and I'd be doing a whole lot of pondering, doing some thinking. I wasn't hardly like Gomer Pyle. He put a bucket over his head and he said, I thought all day long, but nothing happened. But anyway, so I was having some real heavy thoughts, you know, thinking about what I was going to do, or maybe thinking about something at school that was going on, or might have been thinking about a little girl or something. You never know about us boys when we're growing up what we might be thinking about. And I'd hear Mama say, a penny for your thoughts. And what that meant was, of course, a penny in today's society, you wouldn't even bend over most of the people and pick up a penny, because it's just not hardly worth anything. And what they, when they first come out with that saying, a penny back way back many years ago had some little bit of a leverage in it. It was kind of worth something. And what they were trying to say was, I'd like to know what it is that you're thinking. Amen. If you ever wonder what somebody is thinking when they were like that, you know, they're in deep concentration. And you would think, man, I just wonder what all them cogs is doing that's turning up there. And I wonder if they've been greased lately. I wonder if something's going to fly loose. Amen. Going to get the wiggling pin in the wobbling hole or something and get it out of zinc up there. But all of us have thoughts, amen, that we have that comes upon us. The Lord knew, amen, that thoughts is very important. The great apostle Paul was talking to the church about that we need to have our mind to be renewed day by day and not be conformed to the things of this world. Amen. Whether you realize it today, we are in control of our thoughts, or we should be in control of our thoughts. Now, the devil, if we allow him, will cause us to think things that we don't need to be thinking. Amen. Negative things. And the devil will inspire us. Amen. And he does that through the thoughts that he puts in our head. Thoughts like, you'll never live to be a certain age. Amen. I remember when I was a boy growing up, some of us You know, we were in school and the Vietnam War was going on, and it was just coming right to an end when I was in high school. And so anyway, we would be thinking and sitting around talking and wondering if we was going to get drafted and be sent over to Vietnam and to be killed. And I know that some of the boys said, I don't even believe I'll ever live to be 20 by the way that the world is. And I thought, boy, I don't like them thoughts. I like to think about living to be old. Well, thank God I did. I'm not old, but I'm older. Amen, than I was then. Amen. So those thoughts, amen, can really be damaging to us. It can hold us back. What kind of plans are you going to make at age 18 if you don't think you're going to make it past 20? Are you going to go try to get you a good job? Well, I know you think, I ain't going to make it past 20 anyhow. All I'm going to do is just ride out the last 2 years. And I'm just going to lay around. You know, there was this guy that came on television, and they wrote about it, or he didn't come on TV. They was telling about him. He was telling that the world was going to come to an end and that the Lord was going to come back. I think it was in July of a certain year, back a few years ago. And his followers, they all went out, and man, they lived it up. They weren't going to have 30 more days here. So they went out and maxed out all their credit cards. They was buying new boats and new suits and neckties. And some of them went on vacation to Europe and different things. And boy, they lived it up because they said, we're going to be gone before the first payment's ever due. Well, that's been years ago. So when 30 days later, he said, I made a mistake. It's October when he's coming. Amen, instead of July. So there's going to be false prophets. There's going to be people that's going to rise up and say that they're Christ. And people through their thoughts will go, and they will follow people like that because they don't know the Word of God, and they don't have discernment, amen, to understand, amen, when somebody is teaching them falsely. So those thoughts can sure hinder us if we think something about someone, and that's not right. Sometimes our thoughts, thinking this person is good, and you follow after them, and later on you find out they're not so good. You know, it's one thing you'll learn about dating when you're young. You know, you can date somebody, and you can date them for months. And you know what? They can smell good, look good, and everything's really nice for two nights, Friday and Saturday night. But when you marry them and you get them home, amen, you get up the next morning, that hair is plastered to the side of their head, matted. Amen, the rest of you sticking right straight up, looks like horns or quills on a porcupine. Amen, they don't have the makeup on, and you think, oh my goodness, you get ready to eat supper, eat a lunch, and then throw out a bologna sandwich and a can of beefaroni and say, live it up. Amen. You think, what in the world have I got myself into? Amen. But see, your thoughts was, amen, that everything's going to be really good. And we entertain those thoughts. That's why we need to have facts, amen, to back up our thoughts. And you need to love them enough that you'll love them right through a bologna sandwich. I heard this man one time said he thought he married a cook, and said when he got her home, he found out he married a can opener instead. Amen. So sometimes our thoughts, amen, will get us in trouble. Amen. So here, you know, we need to take into captivity in 2 Corinthians chapter number 10. Amen. Verse 5 says, casting down imaginations. Now everybody's had all kinds of imagination. What is an imagination? An imagination is a thought of something that's not happened yet, but you're just imagining. Any of you as kids growing up ever play Superman? Oh, you get a blanket or something, tie it around your neck, and get up in a chair and jump out and holler up, 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 and away, except you go down in the floor. Amen. So everybody has imagination where you pretend, amen, to be something, casting down those imaginations, the imaginations of things that you don't need to be thinking about. Amen. Negative things. The devil will have you thinking that you're the dumbest ugliest person that there is in the planet. Amen. The devil will cause you to think that you are going to be the biggest failure that has ever walked the face of the earth, and he'll put thoughts in your mind. You're not good enough. Let me tell you something. Amen. You are good enough through Christ. It's his blood that makes you worthy. It's what he did on the cross, amen, that allows us to make it into the kingdom of heaven. So when the devil tells you you're not good enough, say, amen, Buster, but I'm covered by the blood, and it's going to be all right. I'm surviving through his grace. I'm walking in his victory. I'm walking in the authority of Christ. See, the things that you do when you're living for God, you're not doing those things in your own strength. You're doing it through the help of the Lord. If I was pastoring a church in my own strength, I'd give up and quit the first week. Amen. How many times you quit? Well, I've been preaching 43 years. I don't know how many times I quit in the last 43 years, but I never did stop. Amen. I quit on Sunday night, and by Wednesday I was back again. Amen. I wanted to quit. Amen. Because I had to deal with people. And a lot of times, amen, it's the thoughts that the devil puts in your mind. Amen. Thoughts, amen, that you're not going to make it. Thoughts that you'll never get through this thing. Amen. How many can remember going through trials in your life? If you've ever been through a trial, amen, but you made it through it, didn't you? Amen. Did the devil tell you that you're not going to make it through this one? That this is a mother of all trials? This is worse than anything that you ever faced before. Can you remember that? Amen. You know that he did. Up in my office up here, when we built a church, we had a little flaw over in the sheetrock right next to the electric plug. And when I sit in my desk and I kind of turn the chair around and, you know, look at this wall and pray and look at that wall and pray for people, there's a little indention right there in that wall. And you know what I've noticed? I noticed sitting there in my office, I'd look at that indention, and sometimes I'd be so down, I think, Lord, we just ain't gonna make it. They're not listening to me. I'm not doing any good. This is not accomplishing anything. Lord, I'm so down and I'm so blue, I just can't go on. And then I remember later on going through those trials. And I remember sitting in that same chair, in that same office, looking at that exact hole or indention in the wall right after we'd had a wonderful service, and we had new visitors, and we had people saved, and the church was on the mountain, and I felt good, and I was so happy, amen, where I would go into the office laughing, amen, giggling and crying. I was so happy, and I looked at that same indention, and you know what? The Lord spoke to me one day when I was having a bad day, and he said, you remember coming in here 2 weeks ago and looking at that indention in the wall and how happy you was, you couldn't hardly sit in the chair? I said, yes, Lord. He said, is that the indention changed? I said, no, Lord. He said, neither have I. I was with you through the hard time, and I'm with you through the good times, and I'm going to help you. See, the devil will put thoughts in our mind, amen, and try to trip us up. See, if you don't have any confidence in yourself, how can you ever be a witness, amen, to anybody else? I had to learn years ago, when I preached the gospel, I preached the gospel because of the goodness of Jesus, not because I think I'm perfect. I wouldn't even pick up the mic if I went by my holiness and my goodness, because Apostle Paul said that he was less than all the other Christians. I feel the same way. I'm less than all. But yet Paul was the mightiest, amen, probably of all the apostles. Amen, performed probably more miracles than the others. And yet he went through living hell, amen, during the time, amen, that he was serving the Lord. During the time of the three shipwrecks and five times he was beaten with 40 stripes, save one. Means 39. Five different times he was beaten, and all the times that he suffered, amen, in the deep, a day and a night, all those things that he went through, times of peril, times of nakedness, times of hunger, different things that he went through. But see, he stayed focused, amen, upon the Lord. He did not allow the devil, amen, to steal his thoughts and to control his thoughts. Amen, if you're a child of God, you hear me and hear me well. You are blessed and highly favored among all others on the earth. Amen. And when the devil comes and says, you ugly, you just tell the devil that's in your eyes. But God made me this way, and he don't make no junk. Amen. God made me this way, and I'm me because he wants me to be me. I don't know how many times down through the years I'd have people try to change me or try to change my ministry. Come in and say, you ain't doing it right. Well, you know, all I can say is go create your own world. Now, you got to have your own dirt, of course. Create your own world with your own dirt. Send your only begotten son on the cross to die for me. Amen. Prove to me that you're in control of heaven, and I'll listen to what you got to say. But until then, I'm going to listen to God like I always have, and I'm going to follow him. Amen. The devil today, amen, came forth to steal. Jesus gave us that warning in John chapter 10. He is a thief. He is an hireling. He don't care for the sheep. Jesus loves his sheep. He loves his own. He takes care of us. Now, sometimes we think, I'm not going to make it. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. You'll get through it just like you did the last time. You didn't know how you was going to get through it, and God got you through it. Amen. Suck up that bottom lip. Square off them shoulders. Amen. Get out. Amen. And worship the Lord. Amen. Give him honor. Give him praise. Give him glory. Some of you watching my television, get up off that couch, you lazy thing, you. Get into the house of the Lord. Amen. Where you belong. Well, I just ain't in a mood to go to church. Boy, I've been in a mood to go to church about 6 times in 43 years. But I came on anyhow. Amen. Sometimes, amen, I wasn't in the mood to preach, but I had to preach anyhow. Amen. Listen, God, amen, will always be with us. Amen. Through everything. Amen. People won't understand you, but they don't have to understand you. They're not your judge. God is. Whoo. Watch your thoughts. A penny for your thoughts. Amen. The devil loves to know what you're thinking. Amen. You hear me for just a moment. Sometimes he knows what you're thinking because it leaks through them lips and through that big tongue. Amen. When you say, I ain't no good at this, the devil says, oh.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area. And also, we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky,
42142. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible, as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you that contribution letter. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.